Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Guidance from the Holy Spirit by Kenny Luck. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Hebrews 13:16. One of the Holy Spirit's tasks is to experientially validate for every believer God's awesome love, acceptance, and encouragement toward each of his children. We taste and see that the Lord is good through the Holy Spirit, bringing his goodness to us. We sense it and feel it deeply. We love how the Holy Spirit takes the intellectual concepts of love, mercy, and grace of God and makes them practical and experiential. The Holy Spirit's best work in people is seen in how he changes the way they relate to one another. You want the best part of your character displayed in your kids. It's when your positive qualities, ways, words, actions, and encouragements are reproduced in your child's interactions with others that brings you joy. On the other hand, if they abuse, discourage, and harm others with their way and words, you are grieved. "That's not me," you protest. I think our waywardness has the same effect on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit heals relationships. He does this by lending and prompting all believers to show to others what God has shown them in the person of Jesus Christ. His point: you didn't deserve grace, but now that you have it, you better give it as liberally as you received it. If we don't, the same thing grieves the Holy Spirit. Jesus aggressively illustrated his heart in the parable of the unmerciful servant. You feel the Holy Spirit's presence, and you honor him when your character reveals the grace that Jesus has freely given you. If you want more of the Spirit's presence in your life, to be more in touch with his leading, here is a prayer you can pray today. Lord, I pray you would move the Spirit more boldly in my life. I know that any sin can grieve and diminish the voice of the Spirit, and I pray against the temptation to sin. Help me crave your presence more than I crave sin. Help me grow in the fruit of the Spirit and so walk closer with yourself. I pray for guidance from your Spirit. Let your will and promises always be a meditation of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.